USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's campaign to go door-to-door in some areas of the country to deliver information on COVID vaccinations has received criticism from a number of state officials that call the efforts attempts at coercion by the federal government. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he supports the effort to get more people vaccinated, but tells CBS News that it should be done by community leaders instead of government officials.
There were large efforts like auditoriums or sports arenas filled with people getting vaccinated. When you get down to now a core lesser group, you've got to go one-on-one. And that's really what the president was talking about trying to get some of these advisors, not federal officials, but community people to go out there and try and convince people why it's so important for their own health, for that of their family, and for that of the community to go out and get vaccinated. We really need to get more people vaccinated because that's the solution.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
These policy points and availability vary by state.
Texas Democrats have left town to prevent the passage of an election reform bill. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Democrats are leaving town and skipping their responsibilities to prevent a vote on a Republican-backed elections bill. Party officials tweeted the lawmakers are risking arrest by leaving the state to keep the Texas House from having a quorum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says there's a lot of bluster regarding this Texas voting law.
The rhetoric here outstrips what's actually being done. Let's look at the Texas bill. The existential threat to voting is by saying we can't have 24-hour voting or drive-through voting. That's an existential threat when, in addition, you're adding more days of early voting, you're adding more drop boxes. That's all in the Texas law.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, many of those Texas House Democrats visiting Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden said Monday that the U.S. supports the people of Cuba who took to the streets on Sunday to protest the island nation's economic crisis amid the pandemic. President Biden called on the Cuban government to heed its people's call and serve their needs, adding that the U.S. government stands with their assertion of their universal rights. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says that the situation in Cuba does affect the United States and tells Fox News that American intervention may be necessary.
Well, first of all, I think Americans need to understand that this impacts America. The Cuban dictatorship is, a drug trafficking dictatorship. They sponsor terrorism, and they have also exported communism throughout the hemisphere, throughout the world. So it affects U.S. interests, and that's something that I think sometimes is not emphasized enough. How this affects U.S. national security policy. And I think the U.S. has to understand that these kinds of regimes that are enslaving not just Cubans, but Nicaraguans and Venezuelans and are involved in a variety of different places throughout the world impact our sovereignty and our security. And so I think the U.S. has a vested interest and a right to intervene on behalf of the Cuban people, but also on behalf of the United States. And creating an international coalition is important.
And actor Charlie Robinson, best known for his work on the sitcom Night Court, has died. His career on the stage and television spanned over 50 years, and his most recognizable role was as Mac on Night Court for 8 seasons. Robinson was 75. And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.